I would love to. It might not be for 3 or 4 weeks till all of a sudden I'm driving down the road and the idea hits me. It's not like, you know, people are always like, I go over to someone's house, they're like, what color should I paint the wall? I'm like, I don't know and I don't care. But I might think of it in an hour or so. I need time to, I don't know what it is, it's marinating or whatever, but I'm always trying to think of new ways to do things, and I'm usually frustrated because I can't think of something.
But you just mull over it, and when you're doing something else, it just happens.
I think, like walking or taking a shower or whatever. I think when I'm not concentrating or we're in the shower or laying in my bed at night or whatever, I will tell you a trick that works, though. When you are laying in bed, which is probably where I get most of my ideas, to remember them in the morning, throw a pillow or something from the bed onto the floor.
And that will help you remember the idea?
When you wake up in the morning and you have to pick that pillow up, you will remember the idea, I promise you.
Even if you have not written it down?
Yep.
So we're talking just right now because I turned on the recording again when Kent said, I was saying, yeah, we should you know, bounce some ideas off of each other, for each other, and create creative, you know, things. He said, you know, I don't know what that is and I can't think of it in the moment. And I just want to say, like, oftentimes if you are approaching somebody for a collaboration, and to leave it open like Kent did is, you know, sometimes it's not the right time or it's not the right idea, but the doors are still open and something might happen in the future. So not to get discouraged if, you know, out of the 14 people that you sent something to, you know, only one responded, but some people said, yeah, maybe in the future, but it's not the right time or we're too busy or whatever. They have your stuff. And if you keep in touch with them, if another idea comes to you or comes to them, it's an opportunity to connect. And Kent and I were just saying, let's collaborate on something, but he doesn't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I said, let me help you some way you think of it. And if you think of some way, creative way that I can package my business, then, but we don't have to decide that on the spot right now. And so just, I think some people are really thinking about tit for tat, or it has to be equal or whatever, but it may not be, maybe Kent, I come up with something for Kent and he doesn't come up with something for me for 6 months or a year. That's okay.
It absolutely is okay. And I think you were right there. Everyone, I think a lot of times people go into it with, well, I'm going to give you $500 worth of ideas. I want $500 back.
That's right.
Of ideas. And it doesn't work that way.
It does not.
It doesn't work that way at all. And if you are okay with that, you're going to be much happier and much more successful.
I think that's the non-attachment part. I think that's the non-attachment part, because sometimes we get up like, I really, 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 really want to work with this person. I want to work with them now. And then we become kind of clutchy and needy about it. And they feel that. And so that's repellent. Like you were talking about, like, the dating thing. I think it's exactly the same if we're like trying to clutch on versus leaving somebody wanting more. Right. They want to get away. And it's the same way when you're approaching people, I think. And I've certainly had collaborations where people demand that, you know, I reciprocate right then and there, and it's very off-putting.
It is, and you know, and how do you measure some of that? I think, you know, I need something from you. You need something from me. It doesn't have to be the same amount of thing.
Right.
It's just, you know, I might need it now, and you might need it later, or vice versa. Or however it works out, I think as long as you go into it with the idea of not sort of adding up or keeping a running tab of, well, you know, I wash the dishes 4 times. You only wash the dishes once. So now we're going to argue.
I think it's the quality of the giving and not the quantity. I think that's it. And the feeling of it, you know, when you feel gifted and when you feel like, oh my God, this has been such a great thing for me. So it doesn't matter. It's not the amount. It's that feeling and the usefulness of it. To each person.
I've worked for somebody and done several hours worth of work, and all they've done for me is introduce me to someone.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. That's good enough for me.
That's great.
I wanted to meet one person. They introduced me. Whatever happened from them, you know, they're out of it. They're out of the loop. All they need to do is make the introduction. If I get work from it, great. If not, that's all I ask for. And I'm just willing to do that amount of work for that person to do that. And it worked out in the end, but, you know, I wasn't... Hey, you know, you spent 2 minutes introducing him. I spent an entire day doing something for you.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Right. And the other thing that we had touched on before we started recording that I had wanted to get in and I forgot to get in was talking about people not wanting to put themselves in their work and not wanting, I think this goes along with not wanting to be seen. Like people don't want to be unmasked and pretty much everybody asks, you know, can I be myself or how do I be myself? And, you know, who else can you be? So you were saying about that too, about you, one of the things that makes you unique as an artist is that you put yourself into it and you are in there with your paintings. Like, yes, you have paintings that are photographed with couches and in scenarios and things like that. But a lot of the things are, they're you and they're your personality. And you were talking about how some people don't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, find your voice, whatever that might be, and stick with it and be confident with it. Especially as an artist. I mean, if I'm just regurgitating what I see other people do, then it might be pretty or it might be whatever. But I'm trying to do something different. I'm trying to do something that I like. And I want you to know that.
Yeah, and I think that's something, you know, really to remember is to develop your own style and develop your own uniques and quirks and I mean, don't develop your own quirks, but accept them. don't put on quirks or anything. But right. If you have one, which a lot of us do, and we don't even know what they are, those are the things not to be smoothed over. That's part of what makes you unique. So, yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you again. This will be a little outtake,
okay.
You know, so I'll put that up there as an outtake too. Okay.
Okay.